Andre, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Fairly nice morning, but boy, you like the weather today. You're going to love it in the next couple of days. The weather is going to get downright beautiful as we head towards the weekend. Very mild. In fact, we're in for a fairly, I would say, good week ahead of mild temperatures. So it's kind of a nice way to bring in January, bring in the new year. It might be you are looking to make a change, New Year's resolution. Maybe it's something you've done that you regret that you'd like to change. And that's my lead into this segment on tattoos. I mean, tattoos, man, they are popular right now. And they are a trendy way to make a statement, to remember a loved one. I mean, it's pretty common. We are seeing tattoos more and more. But what about the tattoo that you got? Maybe it was years ago. And you look at it now and you're, I don't know. I don't know if I want this tattoo anymore. Are there options? Well, yes, there is. In fact, I've got a guest joining me in studio. Shasta Gaber is the owner of Luxoderm in Regina, and they will do tattoo removal. Maybe is removal the right word, Shasta, or cover up the right word?
It would be removal. We remove tattoos.
Okay, good. Well, Shasta, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So this is an interesting, let's just talk tattoos for a second, because you've got, how many did you say?
I have a full sleeve. I have a couple back tattoos. I probably have like anywhere between like 15 to 20 tattoos.
And that's the thing about tattoos. I have zero.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy that'll say, I don't have anything against tattoos. I just don't really have a desire to get one. My entire family, they're tatted up. My son, my daughter, my wife, my daughter-in-law, they all have tattoos. It seems like there's very few people who have just one. Once you get one, I don't know that you'd say you're addicted, but you like the idea of getting more tattoos. Is that common?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people. They'll just get one tattoo. That's what they say. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're back in the shop and they're getting more and then they have a full
Or they want to add on to something.
Yeah, they have more ideas.
Yeah, for sure. So do you do tattooing as well?
I do cosmetic tattooing. So okay. I do permanent makeup. I do brows, lips, eyeliner. I used to do like some fine line tattoos, but I got out of that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the notion of tattoo removal. Now, I have zero expertise when it comes to tattoos or removing tattoos, but I remember seeing videos or even seeing people that have had tattoos removed. And I'm talking like probably 20 years ago. It wasn't really great. Like it was, you could see the outline of the tattoo. Has technology really improved?
It really has. Like the machine that we have in the studio has three dedicated wavelengths to remove all colors of tattoos. And it's very, very fast. So a lot of people will come in expecting a lot of pain because that's what they've seen in the past or that's what they've heard.
That's kind of what I would have thought,
too. Yeah, it's actually really not too bad. Like a lot of people are quite surprised by how quick and how like not as painful as they really thought it was going to be. So they're okay.
So talk to me about Luxoderm first. What is the company? What do you do there?
Well, it started off as me just kind of doing cosmetic tattooing and then we've expanded. So we have another gal there who does cosmetic tattooing full time. We do microneedling, laser resurfacing, chemical peels. We have two hairstylists there. We have a waxer. She does waxing full time. So it's just kind of like a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were chatting off air and you were talking about how busy you are with tattoo removal.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought that, but there's a lot of people interested in getting tattoos removed.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I'm honestly, I was kind of surprised myself. Like when I brought it in, I was just hoping to do like some cosmetic tattoo lightning, but lots of people want tattoos removed.
Right. So is there a difference? I've heard you say tattoo lightning and tattoo removal. What is the difference? Why would someone choose, for example, to just lighten a tattoo versus having it removed altogether?
Most people are wanting to just lighten their tattoos so they can have them covered up. So people are just like, I'm not really, you know, they want to get tattooed again, but they don't need full removal. So we'll just lighten it to the point where their artist is okay to just go over top of it. So typically that's just used like 2 to 3 sessions maybe of laser tattoo removal and then they can go get tattooed again. Mm-hmm. So as long as it's usually about 60 to 70% lighter, then they can just go get it done again or cover it up.
Shasta Gaber is my guest, the owner of Luxoderm. We're talking about tattoo removal. By the way, If you have a question, I would welcome your text at 1-877-332-8255. Shoot us a text and we'll happy. I see Dwayne texted in, hey, you guys got to play Your Tattoo by Sammy Kershaw. Did you see that? Now we're getting music requests. I like that, Frank. So Shasta, let's talk a little bit about the instrument or the machine. You said this is a fairly new technology. It's a new instrument you brought into your shop. Talk about it. How does it work and how does it remove tattoos?
So our machine is from Italy. It's called the Quanta Q Plus C Evo. It is a high-end medical tattoo removal device. It does multiple other things. But like I said, it has those three dedicated wavelengths. So with the three wavelengths, we're able to achieve tattoo removal of all colors. The way that it actually works is pretty interesting. Is the laser will basically just kind of shoot the tattoo and the ink will break up into a bunch of tiny little particles. And then it's actually your body's responsibility just to flush out that tattoo. So all the laser is doing is just saying to this tattoo, hey, time to break up. And then your lymphatic system will flush the ink out. So some people actually experience removal a lot quicker if they're drinking lots of water, if they're eating healthier, exercising, just supporting their lymphatic system.
Interesting stuff. I mean, I would have never expected that there's that much to this. So talk to me about how the need for this service has grown. Like, you've been in this business how long?
10 years.
Okay, so you've been doing this for 10 years. Are you seeing a growth in the number of people that are either wanting tattoos removed or faded to the point that they can get them covered up with a new tattoo? Is it a growing market?
I think so, yeah. Like, a lot of people are just realizing that there's options and they're not as scary as they thought they were. Like you said, long time ago, it was really scary and the technology was a little more
outdated.
It didn't
look good. I mean, the image I still live in my head wasn't good, so I can't imagine this new technology.
Yeah, it's fantastic, honestly. We actually do see a lot of people come in to lighten their permanent makeup because permanent makeup has kind of exploded in the last decade. And, you know, they got their brows done and that, you know, they just don't look good on them anymore. Or maybe it was a rushed service or the person that was doing it was just not as confident as they maybe should have been. And so we're lightening those, like we're lightening their eyebrows, we're lightening their just old cosmetic tattoos that they don't love. And that's kind of why I got into it and wanted to bring the laser in. And then now we're just seeing an influx of people coming in just removing tattoos because it's easier now and they can. And aftercare is really easy too. Like, you just go right back to your normal life. We don't cover it up. You just have to avoid alcohol and smoking for the first 48 hours. And yeah, it's just a lunch hour. It's very fast. Like, you can come in. It takes, most tattoos take under 5 minutes to
really
remove. It's very fast.
That is very quick. And so you're saying minimal pain.
It's really not bad. We have a cryo cooling system in the studio that helps keep the tattoo cool while we're removing it. Okay. So that eliminates at least 50 to 60% of the pain for people. So on our questionnaire, when we finish someone's tattoo removal, I always ask everybody, what was your pain level from 1 to 10? It's rare if we hear above a 6 or a 7.
Right.
Yeah, most people are quite comfortable.
And how would you compare that? I mean, you've got tattoos yourself. How would you compare that? Is it more painful to get the tattoo?
I think so, because you're sitting there getting tattooed for so long, like hours on end. Yeah. And so that kind of sucks. And this is just so fast that it's over before it starts. You know, like, people just don't realize how quick it is. And I remove my own tattoos. Like, it's not, I don't have the girls do it for me. I do it myself. It's just, it's not bad.
Okay. Say that to me again. you actually have removed your own tattoos.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's not
interesting.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay. We're talking today with Shasta Gaber. Shasta is the owner of Luxiderm, which is a company in Regina that will, among a few things, will remove your tattoos or lighten your tattoos if you would like to get a new one over top of the same spot. If you have a text, and I see a few are coming in already, 1-877-332-8255. If you have a question that you would like to ask Shasta, we are going to take our break. But when we come back, we'll dig into some of your texts. I want to know some of the reasons. I mean, I right away, Shasta, assume this is, I got the name of my girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, whatever, tattooed on my arm. And now we're not together anymore. I assume that's one of the reasons.
We see a lot of those.
You would see that. So I want to talk about what are the right reasons? What are the demographics? Who are the people coming in to get these removed? And we'll get to some of the questions that are coming in on the text line. So stay put, Shasta. We'll be right back to talk tattoo removal here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Long time ago, just a little tattoo.
I'm here to pick up Casey, you know what I'm saying?
What's your name, man?
Sky P, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm awake and I speak English, so yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Hi. Bye, we're gonna go.
Whoa.
Where do you think you're going? Would you please have a seat?
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
I mean, what is this one?
Oh, that's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well played, Frank. I love that scene. That's from We're the Millers, right? And he's got no regrets tattooed on his neck, but he spelt it wrong. Not even one letter. No regrets. Not even one letter. We're chatting today with Shasta Gaber, who is the owner of Luxoderm in Regina. And they do, among other things, tattoo removal. Have you seen that movie?
I have. That's a really funny part. No, we reference that lots.
Yeah, that's right. So we are talking tattoo removal, and we actually are getting a number of texts that are coming in, which is great. I'm going to read a couple of them. So here's one from Tim saying, does the pain, like you're saying the pain is minimal to get the tattoo removed. Does the pain change based on the location of the removal? Because Tim says he's got one on his neck. He wants to get removed, but he's worried about it hurting.
Yeah. There's definitely more sensitive areas of the body that might, trigger a little higher, pain threshold. But I mean, overall, again, we've removed multiple different tattoos in lots of different areas. And most people, like I said, don't really say above a 6 or a 7 for the pain level. So it could be different for him because, you know, maybe he doesn't have a high pain threshold. So everybody's different, but we use ice packs. We use the cooling machine.
Yeah.
It's really not bad. And it's fast.
And it's fast. And it's amazing how effective it is. Like you're saying, if someone opts for the full removal, so this isn't just the lightening, the full removal of the tattoo, allow their body to regenerate as it does naturally, all of the self-care things that they need to do, you would actually not be able to tell at one point down the road that they even had a tattoo there.
That's right.
That's fascinating stuff. Yes. By the way, there's a couple of techs wanting to know if the shop is, number one, are you're in Regina?
We are,
okay. And you're open. If people wanted to just pop in and check out the shop and ask some of your specialist questions, are you happy to have that happen?
We would love to. Sure. Yeah, just pop in for a quick consultation. You don't have to book an appointment. If you just want to walk in, you're in the area. It's easy for us just to pop out, look at your tattoo, give you an idea for how long it'll, like how many sessions you might need, cost, things like that. So yeah, please come by.
Okay. And where are you located?
We're at 1377 Hamilton Street, just in the warehouse district.
Okay. In terms of cost, I did see a text, wanting to know, is it a flat rate? Is it based on the size of the tattoo?
Actually based on the size of the tattoo. Right. So if you head to our website, luxoderm.ca, and just click on the, tattoo removal section, there is a pricing calculator there where you can just go on and it'll show you, different sizes of objects. And then you can kind of compare that to the size of your tattoo and figure out how much it may end up costing you. We also have a couple promotions on this month, so you can check that out too.
Right. So what are, Shasta, what are some of the reasons why, I mean, you must hear everything. When people come in and say, I want to get this tattoo removed, they usually have a line or two that follows it.
Yes.
Right? I'm no longer with Beth and I've got her name on my arm or whatever. Yeah. What are some of the main reasons people are getting tattoos removed or lightened?
It is a lot of like my ex's name tattoos. Some people will get like friendship tattoos removed because they're not in that friendship anymore. Mm. Or, you know, people have just grown. Like I don't recognize the person that I was, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago or when I got some of my tattoos. So that's why I'm removing them. Mm. Again, it's easy. It's fast. So why not?
It's an interesting concept. You know, we were chatting in the break a little bit about back when I was with the police service. One of the policy changes I made as chief was we used to require people who had tattoos on their arms to cover them up if they were a police officer going out in public. So even in the middle of summer, if you had tattoos on your forearms, you had to wear a long sleeve shirt. So I nixed that. And I was proud that we were one of the first in Canada to do it. Now police services across Canada have, but there's still a line in our policy that says you can't have something that's offensive to the public. So, you know, if you were a 20-year-old kid and you got, you know, the F word tattooed on your arm, and now you've got a whole bunch of other tattoos around it, that might be a reason where someone comes in and goes, look, I don't want to lose everything, but I would like to get this part of the tattoo removed. Do you see that kind of thing as well?
Yeah, like we have a few hate tattoos come in, or just things that, you know, people did when they were younger and it's just not who they are anymore. Those come through, like, not too often, but often enough that it's just nice that this service exists for those reasons.
How many professionals do you have that do tattoo removal in your business?
There's three of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about demographics? Like, you know, you and I were chatting during the break. I mean, tattoos are no longer, it used to be, I remember people said, you know, only sailors and bikers had tattoos. Well, my gosh, the world has tattoos now. But are there demographics you see that are coming in greater numbers to get them removed? Is it young? Is it old? Is it everyone?
It's everyone. It's people who are super young, like 18, and they got tattoos when they were just, you know, at a party with friends and they were really, really young. Or it's people that are, you know, older. Like, we have clients in their 90s that are wanting some tattoos removed. A lot of our clients are, like, permanent makeup clients just wanting their eyebrows lightened. So that's a really large age demographic, mm-hmm. like, super young to, you know, a little bit older. So, yeah, it's everybody.
Are there any health risks to tattoo removal?
There's contraindications just depending on, like, medications that you might be on. So if you're on a photosensitive medication, we just have to kind of be aware of that. But no, there's not really any health, like, I shouldn't say no, because, not that I'm aware of.
Right.
I mean, if you're going through chemotherapy or something like that, I would maybe just wait until that's done, those types of things. But
sure. I noticed the text from Sarah in Regina wanting to know how long before you could return for a follow-up treatment.
We like to see people back anywhere from like 6 to 12 weeks. There's actually some significant research that suggest that tattoos fade quite a bit between weeks 6 and 10. So we are happy to push the appointments out a little bit further because there is quite a significant amount of fading that happens during that time.
It's quite impressive what you and your team do. This is one of those topics that, like I said, I don't have tattoos, so I don't know much about it, but I've learned a lot today, and I appreciate you coming in. Shasta, your website again, if people want to get in touch with you to ask further questions.
Yeah, it's just luxiderm.ca.
Luxiderm.ca. The Luxiderm is the company. Shasta Gaber has been my guest. We're talking tattoo removal. This has been outstanding. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you here. Okay, we are going to take our bottom of the hour break, but the show's not over yet. In fact, we're going to go back and talk a little bit more about Venezuela, the United States, and probably the slant where we're going to come at this next is got more to do with the impact on our oil industry. Heather Exner-Perot, you know Heather, we've had her on the program before, Senior Fellow and Director of Energy, Natural Resources, and Environment at the McDonald Laurier Institute. She's a Special Advisor to the Business Council of Canada. She's a great guest. She's got lots of thoughts on what has been unfolding here the last few days in Venezuela, and I look forward to having her on the program. Also, earlier today, we had a chat with General Rick Hillier. We will revisit that conversation coming up at 12 o'clock. So don't go away. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.